Welcome to another edition of High School Sports Uncensored. We try to cover everything. Here we cover football. We plan to cover some soccer for those of you who are wondering where soccer. Actually, we may even cover that today because today's guest is athletic director for Mercy High School. He is Nick Gill. What's going on, Nick?
Hey, Rob. How are you, man? Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for coming on. Thank you for coming. We feel like we can cover a multitude of topics with you.
Absolutely.
You're at a private school.
Yes.
An all-girls school.
All-girls school.
Which I think presents a challenge within itself, the fact that you're at an all-girls school, because a lot of girls want to go to school where they're boys.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest. How challenging is it for your coaches to bring in student-athletes who are not just interested in Mercy, but also good student-athletes?
It actually hasn't been that big of a challenge so far. I'm in a really, really great spot where I'm in my fifth year now at Mercy High School, and I came in at the same time as a brand new president named Mary Beth Lennon. And with her help, we've really, really been doing a good job of building athletics up at Mercy. Mercy's the hot school right now. We're doing really well in a number of different sports. And with the recent announcement of our athletic complex that's going to be coming in next year, fall of 19, it is slated to be completed. That's going to bring a whole different level of interest for student athletes coming to Mercy High School. So we're really excited about that.
Tell us about the complex. What is it going to house? Imagine like football or baseball?
We're getting a brand new softball field, which is actually, we're going to start building that in November. And that's going to go where our current grass field is right now, on the corner of Northern and Lock Raven.
It's going to be grass? Or
the softball field is going on grass. The athletic complex featuring our turf stadium is actually going to go where our softball field is right now.
Okay.
Where that big hill is that runs up to our parking lot, we're going to build stadium seating into that hill. It'll have lights. It'll be the only complex at an all-girls school featuring a stadium-style complex with lights. It's going to be game-changing for Mercy and game-changing for the city and right around Mercy and that community to have a facility like that that houses just girls. Field hockey, soccer, lacrosse. It'll be a game changer for Mercy.
Here with Nick Gill, athletic director for Mercy High School. Now, you talked about soccer, Nick. Now, you know, for those of you listening, Nick and I have history, so I know a little bit about Nick. Your background is soccer.
Yes.
So I could imagine, as much as you care about all sports, and I know firsthand you care about all sports, you got to take pride in the soccer program. What's the soccer team looking like this year in the fall?
Yeah, of course. My background's soccer, so of course it always makes me smile a little bigger when the soccer team's doing well. Doug Pryor, who's our varsity soccer coach, Yeah, he was named Maryland All-State Coach of the Year last year after his great run where we lost in the A Conference Championship game to McDonough 1-0. Soccer started off hot. They're 4-0. Recent rankings last week had us at number 9 in the Baltimore Sun. Top drawer soccer has us at number 4 in the state. They're doing really, really well. They mix a good group of juniors and seniors with a lot of upcoming freshmen and sophomores. So they're a really well-balanced team. This week's big. They have NDP, Gerstel, and then National Cathedral School on Saturday in D.C. So it's a really big week for the soccer program, but we have high hopes for them this fall.
Now, what do you get your draw from for these soccer players? Because I agree, you draw some of the better soccer players in this area, and it's been that way for quite some time. And I'm not a soccer guy, I know that. So what exactly is the key to your success for bringing these young ladies in?
Well, Mercy's got a historically sound soccer program, and Doug Pryor has really just done an incredible job of building this group and this program up. Every year since I've been there, we've gotten a little bit better every year. And we're very fortunate enough to have Ada Claire Tempered, who's a senior. Last year she was named to the Baltimore Sun's top 10 athletes in the state as a junior.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've coached against her. She plays basketball too. She's a top talent. She may be the best forward in the country. She's
better kid than athlete, and she's a super athlete.
Awesome kid, awesome athlete. Just you know, she deserves every bit of recognition that she gets. I've never seen a kid work harder. Not just when she has the ball, but it's her work off the ball, getting in positions that make herself successful. And in every sport, she's played basketball, soccer, lacrosse at Mercy. She just has a really, really high athletic IQ. And
yeah, I agree with you. And we see that on the basketball court, soccer being her primary sport. Would you see that same athletic IQ come out on the basketball court? We're here with Nick Gill, athletic director of Mercy High School. Nick, this is your first time being an athletic director.
Mm-hmm.
You're a young man.
33. Just turned 33 today.
And what are some of you? Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, sir.
This is perfect timing, huh?
Right.
What are some of the challenges that you had to overcome in being a first-time young athletic director? Because you started this in your 20s.
Yes, I'm in my fifth year now.
Yeah.
So at the time when I was hired, I was the youngest AD in the IAM. I don't think I am anymore, which is nice. I have some years to me.
No, I'm just kidding.
A little bit. You know, I've coached girls soccer for a long time now. I was very fortunate enough to get a job when I was 23 coaching the varsity girls soccer team at Friends School. And I'm very grateful to Greg Whitley, who was the athletic director at the time, who gave me that opportunity. And that was really my first taste of coaching girls. I had been the assistant varsity coach at Calvert Hall before that. So that was a big change. And you know, I don't know if I would like to go back and coach boys. I enjoy coaching girls. And,
I never do it.
Right. And, you know, it's different. And it took a little bit of an adjustment. But what I find it is that there's not as much ego. You know, and of course, not all boys have egos, but, you know, that they're really willing to listen and learn. And you can really see that gradual progress of the light bulb going off and them getting what you're trying to teach them. And it's a really rewarding experience. And you know, when I was fortunate enough to be given the opportunity to be the athletic director at Mercy, I looked back on all my experiences working with Greg at Friends School, and that really helped shape me and gave me kind of the tools I needed to kind of jump right in, and it's been great.
Nick, what is the biggest, or I should say the most important aspect of your job? As an athletic director, what's the most important thing you have to do for Mercy?
I'd say that's tough. It's twofold. The best piece of advice that I got was from John Garman at Friends School, who is, you know, longtime teacher. He was athletic director there for a long time. He was longtime legendary lacrosse coach. And on one of my final days leaving Friends before I made the move to Mercy, I said, John, what is some, like, your advice, your best advice? It can be complex, it can be simple. What do you got for me? And he said, just always remember two things. He said, make sure the trains run on time. You know, make sure you got your teams going where they're supposed to go. Buses are showing up. Teams are showing up. Refs are showing up. And he said, be visible. Go to every game you can. Go to home games. Go to away games. Just be visible. And I wrote that down on a note card, and I keep that right on my bulletin board. And it's a good reminder for me every day. So that is one thing. And then the other thing is just promotion. And I kind of bring a new spin to what the traditional athletic director does, and I think it's a lot of promoting your athletes, and we do better things on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter through digital sports marketing than any high school in this area, and I'd argue any high school nationally. It rivals what a lot of Division I programs and professional teams are doing, and I think that's a big part, is giving student athletes an experience and the parents and their families an experience that they will always remember.
Here with Nick Gill, athletic director for Mercy High School. I want to piggyback on what you just said, because I would agree with you wholeheartedly. You do a tremendous amount of promoting. I notice it on a lot of it on Twitter. Is that a generational gap, in your opinion, of people not promoting like you do? I mean, will the younger ADs, because you came up in a social media era,
mm-hmm.
where older ADs or ADs who've been around for a while, one thing as a coach I refuse to do is to be a dinosaur.
Right.
And one of the guys I look at is Coach K. How Coach K has been able to evolve. You may not remember, Coach K had this thing where you couldn't get your national championship ring at Duke until the last guy graduated. The entire team couldn't. I guarantee you that's not his rule now.
Wow, right.
He wasn't a one-and-done guy. Now he is. Now you can say he's fickle. He's not fickle. You can't be a dinosaur. If that's what we're doing now, then I have to keep up with the Joneses without selling out. Do you think that's where we're going now, and being an athletic director where there's more marketing out there, more promotion on social media?
Yeah, yes, I think you have to. You have to. Like you said, you got to keep up with what other people are doing. And it's funny, you know, I'll sit there and you know, I'll post something, a game day post for one of our teams for the day. And, you know, after a while of doing that, other people took notice. And now I see other schools with their own game day post, pretty similar to what mine was. So then that's just driving me to be even more creative, you know? So I think it promotes this kind of competition between some of these other schools on who can do some of the most creative and best artwork and graphics for their schools.
Because as a coach, now let me give you what I see that as a coach. When you're promoting the kids that I already bring in, that helps me bring in others, because kids nowadays want to be promoted.
Absolutely.
You can sit there and say, well, they're too much about self-promotion, or you can get it out in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
They love to self-promote, but what if I promote them more than they promote themselves? And that cuts back on their self-promotion.
Yes.
Because I'm out there doing it for you. Now get back in the classroom and get on the field.
Right.
I've got you on a promotional standpoint. And I think that helps coaches in recruiting.
Yeah. And we do it for all of our sports. And it's something that our coaches can hang their hat on, and they can say when they're talking to a student athlete, a potential student athlete, and their parents, saying, hey, check out what we do on social media. Nobody does this stuff. Nobody promotes and highlights our student athletes like we do. And it just gives us something to hang our hat on that separates us from others. And I mean, you can look on our social media right now. We have colleges that follow us, and it's another outlet to help our kids get recruited if they're interested in playing college athletics, because it just gives them more and more exposure.
Here with Nick Gill, athletic director for Mercy High School. Nick, we talked about being at an all-girls school. We talked about the challenges, but what are some of the advantages for young ladies out there who maybe in the 7th, 8th grade looking for a high school, private high school? What are the advantages of an all-girls school?
That is something that my lacrosse coach and I talk about all the time. So in my opinion, when you're in a co-ed school, your main competition in terms of exposure isn't any other school but the one you're at. And it's because you have to deal with boys programs as well.
Right.
You know, so a lot of schools, when they do, say, like, they'll do a night game doubleheader, it'll be the girls first and then the boys second.
Right.
And of course, it's not everywhere. But, you know, you see it at a lot of different schools that way. And at an all-girls school at Mercy, you are the main event. You are the primetime game. There is no competition within the school of, you know, who's going to get the Friday night game. It's always the girls. And that's one really cool thing that I think and all girls, you know, education and athletics has to offer is you're it. That, you know, no matter what's going on in the school, you are always the highlighted game. And that's a great part. And I went to Calvert Hall, right? So I went to all boys. And I also worked at a co-ed school. So I've seen both sides. And the good thing about being in the Baltimore area is you can't go wrong with what school you go to. There are so many good schools. You're at Mount Carmel.
Right.
You know, I'm at Mercy. Both unbelievable schools. We've both been around and know many of these different schools. You really can't go wrong. It's all about finding the right fit. For some kids, that right fit is single-sex education. And some kids, the right fit might be co-ed.
Right.
And that's what makes this Baltimore school market so interesting and so competitive.
And for the record, about the girls being the main event, I'm at a co-ed school, and I still feel that way anyway, but that's just me.
That's right. That's right.
That's just me here with Nick Gill, athletic director, Mercy High School. It is High School Sports Uncensored. And Nick, you big announcement for your basketball team this summer. You made a huge announcement, and you tapped back into your history and pulled out a legend.
Yes, she's back. Mary Ella Marion is back. And I'm
not happy about that as a B conference coach. That does not make me happy.
Well, hey, now it's Rob Long versus Mariella. That's a big matchup right there. And I think what is it? February? It's like February 3rd this year. It's late in the season.
What, us against you?
Yep.
You already checked that out?
Oh, I circled that one. Are you kidding me?
I'll take your word for it.
but yeah, we. Very fortunate enough to get Mariella back, and as you know, you've been around this area so long. She's
awesome.
A great person, great coach, and bringing her back, and then bringing in George Penigotu from Perry Hall, and then Rich Naldred, who was our JV coach last year, and actually back when Mariella was coaching her first time, Rich was very involved in the program, being both JV coach and varsity assistant. So we really have. What I call a star-studded coaching staff, and we're really excited to get to work.
My history with Mariella is when I coached at College of Notre Dame, mm-hmm. my daughter attends now, I spent many a day in your gym, practice and games, and because of that, I was able to get Khadijah Mitchell.
That's right.
Point guard for her, and Khadijah was outstanding for us. Mm-hmm. She was unbelievable kid, great family. I'm still friends with her dad to this day, and this was... Man, 10 years ago.
Right.
And her dad and I, she and her dad are good friends. Khadijah comes to the tailgate with me for the games. But it was great being around her and watching her. But I got to tell you, I'm calling her out right now. You know why?
Why is that?
Because she won an auction to come in studio.
That's right.
And experience the Big Bad Morning Show. And she has not cashed in on that yet.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
What you ought to do is the week we play... Have her cash in on that.
That's what we'll do, and that's and that's right around Mercy IND game time too.
Well, so we'll talk about that in a minute, definitely.
But yeah, I will, Mariella. If you're out there listening, like we got to cash in on that prize, and you got to come in here and experience the Big Bad Morning Show with Rob.
The game. I know it's all about fall sports, but come on, you got to know when you talk about Mercy athletics, the game trumps. Every other sport.
It's the biggest girls sporting event in the state. He's all girls sporting event in the state.
If you're a coach in Baltimore, you may love the school that you coach, but your bucket list is to have one time to coach in the game. It's coming up this year. IND, defending B conference champions, and they can't defend it because they moved to the A.
Moved to the A, yeah.
So now you and I try to take that crown
from
them
right.
Somehow.
It's open, wide
That's right.
open.
It's wide open. It's vacant. It's vacant. For the vacated B conference basketball title. But this is, what day is it this year? Next year.
Friday, February 1st.
February 1st.
At the CQ Arena, 7:30 tip off. As we move into the winter, you'll start seeing more and more announcements about it, and it's big, and it's Mariella's return
right
to the game, and we couldn't be more excited. And IND's got a great program. Coach DeBose has done such a fantastic job over there. Fantastic job. So we're looking forward to the challenge.
You know what? And I hate it. Full disclosure, Nick has asked me several times to come and to be a part of it from the broadcasting standpoint. And every year we have a game.
Yep.
Every year, and I'm like, man, I would love. I've never been a part of that from on the court, but I'm always in the stands. Every year, I get there late, get there in the second half, and see that because it's. If you haven't been there, my question to you is why. That's first of all. If you're from Baltimore, you haven't been to the game,
right?
Why? That's number one. But number two. It's absolutely electric to see not only young ladies on the court, but the alum, the people who went to both schools come back. And it's almost like a college atmosphere. You see face painting. You see different wardrobes and outfits that identify with the schools. You see the class of whatever class you're from.
Yes.
And, man, it's unbelievable what both teams do, what both schools do, in my opinion, in the marketing and bringing these people back.
Yeah, it's more than just a basketball game now. It's an event. It's an event for the schools to showcase their communities. And what two great schools, Mercy and IND have these great, like you said, alum bases, such amazing schools and great communities, and their pep squads perform, their cheerleaders perform, and it's a show wrapped up in a basketball game, and it's a really special event. And I think the Baltimore Sun did, they did kind of like something you said, like a bucket list thing.
Right.
What to check out if you're going to check out Maryland sporting events, and that's one of them that they had ranked in there is the game, the Mercy IND game, and this year it's February 1st at 7:30 at the CQ Arena.
High School Sports Uncensored. Nick Gill, athletic director for Mercy High School. Nick, I'm not just saying it because you're sitting in front of me. I've said it to people before. I think you're one of the up and coming ADs in this area. I know Mercy's not happy to hear this, but I don't know how long you'll be there. I don't. I'll be honest with you. And you could either be the greatest of all time by staying there or move on elsewhere. I think that those opportunities are going to be in front of you real soon.
I appreciate that.
Having said that, what are some of the things that you've learned that maybe you didn't expect when you first took this job over?
Oh, wow. I mean, I'm constantly learning every day. And I think one thing that I think is most interesting that I didn't expect is how much I have, you know, I coached for a long time. I've coached high school, coached club, how much I've learned from my coaches. Just seeing the way they do things. Matt Marion, he's Mary Ella's son. He's our head varsity volleyball coach. He runs a professional, top-notch program from top to bottom. And the total program approach, JV and varsity, all learning the same things together. And that's really cool to see. And you know, and every coach brings something different. Brian Casserly, my lacrosse coach, does a great job. He's been so successful the last couple years. Doug Pryor, you got Mariella coming. There's all these little things I can take from these coaches that help me. You know, I see the way they interact with the students. I see the way they plan. And, you know, I'm a coach at heart. So one thing I've really enjoyed is getting to know some of the, you know, coaches and take from them little pieces that I think are going to help me down the road as I continue my career.
Before I let you go, give me the future of Mercy High School Athletics. What's the future hold?
Right now, I don't think you can put a cap on it. We've been growing each year. We welcomed our largest freshman class this year since 2008. And once the stadium is built, it's only going to get bigger and better. And, you know, I have no plans on going anywhere for the foreseeable future. And I think it's going to be a really cool thing to watch how Mercy changes when we get this complex in, because for an all girls school, we can really celebrate girls sports in a way that very few schools can.
And you should.
Absolutely.
And you should. Like you said it best, there's some young ladies out there who just want to go to an all girls high school, and they should have that option, and it should be a quality option. Not only in academics, that's first, but in student life in general, and I include athletics in student life.
Absolutely, and I guess, you know, before we wrap up, I think everybody needs to mark on their calendar as well.
Look at the date.
February 4th is the date. February 4th at Mount Carmel, Mercy versus Mount Carmel. Legendary Rob Long versus legendary Mariella Marion in a coaching showdown. Pack that gym for that. That's going to be fun to watch.
May the team with the best players win.
That's right.
Let it not come down to a chess match, please. She's been around too long.
She's a great coach. But one thing that, let's tell a story real quick. Last time you played Mercy, last year you played at Mercy.
Right.
Do you remember where I sat that game?
You sat up in the balcony, right?
Yeah, up in the balcony behind you.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to watch you and how you coach and handle your team.
Did I disappoint you?
No, you were fantastic. So that was really fun to watch. And you know, as a coach, you like to see how other coaches do things.
And I do.
And
you steal something.
Right. That was cool to watch. And even though I'm not a basketball coach per se, but seeing the way you interacted with your team and the way you commanded the floor and them listen to you, really cool. And, you know, I just think you're doing a great job there.
Thank you very much. You continue to do the awesome job you're doing, all right?
Thank you, sir.
We will be back next week with another edition of High School Sports Uncensored. And we thank you, Nick Gill, and thanks a lot to Mercy Athletics for letting us borrow you for a day.
Thanks for having me.
All right.